You know, when you picture Long Island, it's hard not to be a little bit enchanted, isn't it? Those beaches, those cute little towns, that distinct New York state of mind. Imagine having your own little piece of that. A place to call home.
It's a dream for a lot of people, yeah.
It really is.
And a goal you've been thinking about a lot lately, I hear.
It's true, but honestly, the Long Island housing market can be intimidating.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this deep dive today, going through this Jet Direct Mortgage Guide.
Right.
It came out on September 25th, 2024, so it's really recent.
Oh, good.
And it's like having an insider walk you through all the ins and outs of Long Island mortgages.
Yeah, this market definitely keeps you on your toes, that's for
That's
sure.
true.
One of the things that makes Long Island so unique is just how many people are packed into such a small space.
8 million, right?
It's crazy, 8 million people all wanting a piece of the island.
No wonder prices are through the roof.
It creates this insane pressure on the housing market.
The guide says the average home price is over $715,000.
And even that's just the average. When you consider how strong the Long Island economy is and how much demand there is,
Yeah.
it's no surprise that property values here are a whole other level compared to the rest of the country.
Okay, but whole other level. What does that even mean? Are we talking double the national average, triple?
Think of it this way. In most parts of the U.S., property taxes are around 1% of the home's value on Long Island. You're looking at 2%, maybe even 3% in some areas. So on a $715,000 house, tack on another $7,000 to $14,000 per year just for property taxes.
Wow, that's wild. So even if I think I can swing the mortgage payments,
Right.
I have to be ready for those Long Island-sized taxes on top of that.
You've got it. And here's the thing. Property taxes aren't always predictable.
Really?
They can reassess your property and suddenly your monthly payments go way up,
Oh, no.
especially if you're not careful. A good local lender can really help you anticipate those jumps.
So it's not just about looking at pretty houses online.
Not at all.
It's about understanding the whole financial picture.
Exactly.
Speaking of big numbers, the guide mentions jumbo loans a lot. What exactly are those?
Basically, any loan that's over a certain amount is considered jumbo. In New York State, for this year, that magic number is $11,149,825.
Wow. Okay.
And because Long Island home prices are what they are, a lot of buyers end up needing a jumbo loan, even for houses that seem pretty average elsewhere.
Right. What might be a starter home somewhere else is like a mini mansion here.
Exactly.
Okay, so a bigger price tag, bigger loan amount.
Yeah.
What else is different about jumbo loans?
Well, they're much tougher to get.
How so?
Lenders are way more cautious.
Makes sense.
You'll need a really good credit score, usually 700 or higher, just to be considered. And they're going to want to see that you've got a lot of cash reserves, not just for your down payment.
Wow, so it's really about proving you can handle a bigger loan.
Exactly.
So good credit is essential when it comes to Long Island mortgages.
Got it.
But hey, not everyone's out here buying million-dollar mansions.
That's true.
What are the mortgage options for the rest of us regular folks? I saw the guide mention a few different types.
You're right. Jumbo loans aren't for everyone. Thankfully, there are other options out there, each with their own quirks, especially when it comes to the Long Island market. FHA loans, for example, can be a good choice for some buyers.
FHA loans, those are the ones that are supposed to make it a little easier to buy a home, right? Like less strict requirements and stuff.
Exactly. The guide explains that since they're backed by the Federal Housing Administration, lenders can be a bit more flexible, especially when it comes to credit scores and down payments.
Okay, so that sounds pretty good, especially with these Long Island prices. But I remember reading something about mortgage insurance premiums with FHA loans. Does that add a lot to the cost, especially here?
It's a trade-off for sure. You'll pay mortgage insurance premiums, and those can add up, particularly on a larger loan, which, let's be real, is pretty common on Long Island.
Yeah, makes sense.
But for some people, getting into a house sooner with a smaller down payment, thanks to an FHA loan, is worth it in the long run, even with the extra insurance costs. It really depends on your individual circumstances.
It's about figuring out if those upfront costs are worth it compared to, say, renting for longer to save up a bigger down payment.
Exactly. Plus, there are these little things specific to Long Island that can make a difference. Some towns have programs that actually help first-time buyers with their property taxes.
Really? So it's like a hidden discount if you know where to look.
You got it.
This market is full of surprises. Okay, so FHA loans are good for those who maybe need some flexibility. But what about conventional loans? Are those even an option in such a high-priced market?
Definitely. They're still a popular choice. One of the biggest advantages is that interest rates on conventional loans are often lower, especially if you've got great credit. Plus, No mortgage insurance premiums to worry about.
Sounds great. Lower rates, no extra insurance. What's the downside?
Well, because Long Island homes are so pricey, you might still end up needing a jumbo loan, even with a conventional mortgage, especially if you're after those beautiful, move-in ready homes Long Island's known for.
So even with good credit and a decent down payment, the dream home itself could push you into jumbo loan territory.
Sometimes it feels like it, yeah. And remember, with jumbo loans, lenders are laser-focused on your debt-to-income ratio.
Don't mess around.
Not at all. Even if you technically qualify, they want to be extra sure you can handle the payments, especially in a market as hot as Long Island.
So it's not just about getting the loan. It's about being able to actually manage it long-term.
Exactly. Now, we can't forget about veterans and active-duty military. The guide mentions VA loans, and they come with some incredible benefits, particularly here.
We talked about those briefly earlier, but for anyone who just tuned in, can you remind us what makes VA loans so great, especially on Long Island?
Of course. The rates on VA loans are already some of the most competitive you'll find, but the real game changer is that they don't require private mortgage insurance.
Which is huge.
Huge. Especially on Long Island, where loans tend to be larger, that lack of PMI can save you a ton of money over the life of your loan.
Lower rates, no PMI. There's got to be a catch. What is it?
The main one is eligibility. You need to meet certain service requirements. And it's worth mentioning that while you don't need PMI, there is a funding fee, but that can usually be rolled into the loan.
Got it.
And even with that, the benefits, especially here on Long Island, usually outweigh the costs.
So for those who are eligible, VA loans sound like the way to go. But with all these options, conventional, FHA, jumbo, VA, it must be overwhelming trying to figure out where to even begin.
Absolutely. And that's why finding a lender who really knows the ins and outs of the Long Island market is so crucial. They can be your guide, helping you figure out which type of loan makes the most sense for your specific situation.
So it's like having someone in your corner, cutting through all the confusion and finding the best path forward.
Exactly. Think of them like your mortgage matchmaker, pairing you with the perfect loan for your Long Island homeownership dreams.
Love it. Okay, so we've talked about the challenges of the Long Island market, those property taxes, the competition, but what about the actual mortgage application process?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's not as easy as just filling out a form online, right?
You'd be surprised. It's not quite that simple.
Oh, really?
The guide really stresses how important pre-approval is, especially on Long Island.
Pre-approval, got it.
Because homes here, they can go quick.
I bet.
And you got to show sellers you're serious.
It's like saying, hey, I'm not just browsing, I'm ready to make a move.
Exactly. You're not just window shopping.
Okay, so pre-approval is key. But even then, what makes the mortgage application process different here on Long Island?
Well, for one thing, lenders here are really, really aware of those property taxes we were talking about.
Right. They can be unpredictable.
They really can. So they're going to be looking closely at your finances.
Yeah.
Not just to see if you can handle the mortgage payments right now, but also, you know,
if those taxes go up.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about the long term here.
Makes sense. You don't want to be caught off guard a few years down the line.
No, not at all.
So what kinds of things trip people up during the application process, specifically on Long Island, that maybe they wouldn't expect?
The guide makes a good point about having a local lender. It's so important.
What's the difference?
Because it's not just about knowing the area. It's about understanding all the little details.
Okay.
How property values are assessed, all the different towns, all that.
So it's really specialized knowledge.
Exactly. Exactly. A local lender can spot potential problems before they even come up.
That's great.
You know, like certain areas of Long Island have zoning rules, or they might need flood insurance.
Because of the coast, right?
Exactly.
Things an outsider might not think about.
Exactly. And a local lender, they're all over it. They know what to look for.
They're one step ahead.
Right. They can guide you through it all.
Okay. So a local lender, check. What else should we be prepared for during this whole application thing?
Be ready to prove everything.
Like, really?
Really. Long Island lenders are thorough.
Okay.
Tax returns for at least 2 years, W-2s, bank statements, all of it.
Oh, wow. So they want to see the whole picture.
They want the full story. They want to connect the dots.
So organization is key.
Absolutely. Get all that stuff together early.
Good advice.
Make copies. Have them handy. You don't want to be scrambling last minute, especially if you're in a bidding war.
Right, because every second counts in this market.
Absolutely. And here's a little bonus tip from the guide. If there's anything weird in your financial history, anything that might look strange,
yeah,
explain it up front. Don't let them wonder about it.
Transparency is key.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about finding the right lender, but the guide also mentions finding a good real estate agent.
Yes. Someone who really knows Long Island.
Because remember, Long Island isn't just one big real estate market. It's all these little unique pockets.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it like that.
You've got waterfront areas with huge mansions. You've got historic villages. Then you've got suburbs with a mix of everything.
So many different vibes.
Exactly. A good agent, they know all those different pockets. They know what to expect in each one.
And that can save you a lot of headaches.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, they can give you all the inside info.
Like what?
Like, is this neighborhood good for families? Is it near good schools? What's the commute like? All that stuff.
So it's really about understanding the lifestyle, not just the house itself.
Exactly. It's about finding the right fit for you.
So basically, finding a good real estate agent is like having a friend who grew up here showing you the ropes.
That's a great way to put it.
They know all the ins and outs.
Absolutely. They can tell you which neighborhoods are known for what.
That's awesome.
So yeah, find that lender, find that agent, make some friends in the Long Island real estate world, and you'll be well on your way.
I love it. It sounds like a journey, but a fun one.
Yeah.
With the right people by your side.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions, you know? Knowledge is power in this market.
So true. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the wild world of Long Island mortgages.
It was great chatting with you about it.
You too. We covered a lot today, from those property taxes to all the different loan options to finding the right people to help you navigate it all.
I think we gave everyone a lot to think about.
I hope so. For anyone out there dreaming of owning a piece of Long Island, we hope this gave you the information and the confidence to make that dream a reality. Happy house hunting, everyone.